Now, let's talk a little bit more about sourcing, because that was kind of the key issue, the takeaway from last year. And sourcing is, you know, to a non-tax person who we hope we don't have on the phone, on the call, but to a non, to a lay person, when you say sourcing of income, most people think about where the money comes from. But it's not about where the money is, where the money comes from, what bank account it's in, you know, what country the bank account's in. That's not what it is. It's a combination of looking at the tax residency status of the payee. So if we're on the U.S. tax side, you have U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and resident aliens. Those three categories we collectively call U.S. persons. A U.S. person is taxed on their worldwide income. So I'm a U.S. citizen, and even though I am coming to you teaching a class today from my home in Italy, I'm still taxed on my worldwide income. It does not matter where in the world I am. I'm a U.S. citizen, so sourcing is not an issue for me. But a non-resident alien, sourcing is an issue. So it goes to whether the person is a non-resident alien or the entity is a non-resident alien. And then the second issue is the category of the income. So are you paying employee compensation? Are you paying an independent contractor? Are you paying a scholarship fellowship? What type of income are you paying? There are about 50 different categories. Really only 4 or 5 apply to us in this world. Then once you know that you've got a non-resident alien, you know what kind of income you have to consider the location of the activity. Now, I did not say location of the work, right? Because compensation is about services delivered, about work performed. But non-service, hence the term non-service, scholarships or fellowships are about where is the activity, the educational activity, the independent research activity, where is that being conducted? So that's what's important there. Then you also have to consider the location of the payor. Now, for most of your payments, you are the payor because it's your money. Occasionally, when you have restricted grants or sponsored grants, you might be administering someone else's money, and that might be foreign. But for the most part, we're talking about a U.S. payor. So now, when we look at the actual sourcing rules for three categories of income, this is how it shakes out. Compensation doesn't matter whether it's an employee or an independent contractor. You look at the combination, and again, this is only for non-resident aliens, because if you're a U.S. person, sourcing is not even relevant, okay? So when you look at the non-resident alien, compensation, now you go down to those two things and you compare it. If the activity is outside of the U.S., if the compensatory activity, the person is working from home in Botswana, they are teaching a Zoom call from Italy, whatever the scenario is, that's foreign source. When it's foreign source, it's removed from gross income. There is no tax withholding. There is no tax reporting. There is no filing a tax return for that item of income because not U.S. source and because not U.S. income at that point. Now, when you're talking about on the opposite side, a non-service scholarship or fellowship, now, again, non-service, it's the conduct of the activity to do the independent educational activity, the research activity. In that case, the only time that it's going to be U.S. sourced is if both the person is in the U.S. and the payor is U.S. Otherwise, any of the other combinations are foreign. Royalties. And remember that royalties are copyright royalties, industrial royalties, and we pay in this environment, especially in the last 10 years, a lot of license fees. So when you license software, licensing is a subset, is a component of a copyright royalty. So whenever you're licensing software, you're actually paying a copyright royalty, all right? So royalties are sourced at the location the royalty is exercised. It's very... it's a little bit confusing because people think it's where you use the program, where you use the software, where you log in to use the software. But it's actually where the source code is located, because the source code is what's being triggered, and that's where the algorithms and so forth are being triggered. So it's about where the source code is located, not where the person is sitting that's using the software. So now that gives us an idea of our sourcing issues. So let's think about for last year, for 2020 for every day up until today, June 17th. What if you didn't correctly source the income? What if you didn't ask, where are you working? Where are you on your Zoom call from teaching the class? Where are you conducting your research? What if you didn't ask those questions and you presumed it's all US source? All right, well, then you have a problem. One, because the IRS expects that you know where your employees are, where the activity is, where the what the sourcing is for these things. And that would mean, what if you didn't correctly withhold? Or in the case, if it's foreign source, not withhold. What if you took out tax and it was really foreign source? What if you reported it incorrectly? Because if you didn't correctly source it, you probably didn't correctly withhold or not withhold on it. And that means that you probably then reported it incorrectly. So it's last year. It's over. It's done. You already did your reporting. What do you care? Fix it or forget it.